In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
If you're a Catholic, this portion of Mass should sound very familiar, to a point.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all, and with your spirit.
You just heard two of the changes parishioners will soon be hearing at Mass. The Catholic Church is introducing a revised version of its Missal, set to hit the pews November 27th. The Church has retranslated some of the text from Latin to English to replace what's considered a watered-down translation that's used today. So it's now Communion of the Holy Spirit instead of Fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And more noticeably, the response, "and also with you," no longer makes the cut. Catholics will now need to reply, "and with your spirit."
Saying "with your spirit" goes back to a biblical response. It's a biblical greeting that we have in a number of places in the Old Testament, first of all.
Father Czeslaw Krysa of the Diocese of Buffalo is in charge of implementing the changes locally.
Secondly, it's the oldest Eucharistic greeting in Christianity. The other thing is that saying "spirit" highlights the fact that the peace is being exchanged so that the Holy Spirit minister through the priest. And it's not like, "well, yeah, peace be with you, Joe," or "peace be with you, Stan."
Father Czeslaw has been speaking with Catholics, from clergy to parishioners, about the revisions.
One of my favorites is the one at the communion time, where the priest, instead of saying, "this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world," he uses the word, "behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." The word "behold" is the original scriptural text. See, this is one of the main features of this translation. It goes back to the way we would hear this in Scripture. These are the words right off the lips of St. John the Baptist, pointing out Jesus. "Behold" basically says, "look, wow."
And the diocese hopes its parishioners behold the changes. Parishes like St. Mary's in Swarmville have been preparing for the changes by practicing them during Mass.
It was very helpful, and it eases us into the change.
Caroline Sircone from Clarence is a parishioner at St. Mary's.
A few weeks ago, when we came to Mass, Father began Mass with the usual greeting, and then he explained that we would start practicing the new changes, and each week we would practice one change.
St. Mary's, and now many more churches, have laminated cards in their pews, like cheat sheets of sorts, that point out the changes the parishioners will need to know.
The actual words that are changed are in bold, so not the entire portion is changed, so that you'll know what's familiar and what's changed, and what to pay attention to when you do have to recite the changes.
The new version of the Missal continues to refer to men and women as "man," leaning on the Latin translation of the word, but "God" will now be more gender neutral.
If you go back to the ancient text, the word "Father" for God, which is one of the titles we give God the Father, not the only one, is used 5% of the time in the ancient text. While 90 to 95% of the time it's Almighty, Eternal, Ever-Living, Loving God. Now most of our texts are going to be translated like the originals, which is more inclusive, Almighty, Eternal, Loving.
And now churchgoers will have to wrap their mouths around the new edition of the word consubstantial during Mass. The Catholic Church is doing what it can to promote awareness and explanations of the changes, something Czeslaw says did not happen the last time changes were made in the 1970s. Still, change is change. Some priests won't like it, some parishioners won't like it. But Sircone is embracing the revisions.
It's more true to what's meant to be said in our understanding. Even if it was a translation of a famous novel, wouldn't you want the best translation to understand what the author meant?
The changes continue until the very end of the Mass during the dismissal. It's an optional end, added by the current pope, and not from ancient tradition.
"Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God."
Where we used to say, "The Mass is ended, go in peace."
Sharon Osorio, WBFO News.